Blog Talk Radio.
Exodus 20:8, Masoretic Hebrew, Zakor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy LeKadosho, to keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho. Remember the Sabbath day, the day of the Sabbath, to keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho.
Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe HaShabbat throughout their generations, a perpetual covenant, it a sign between me and the children of Israel, the children of Israel forever. For 6 days Jehovah made Hashemayim, the heavens and earth and the earthly plain. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Beni u vein bnei Yisrael oti le'olam ki shesheta yamin asah Yahuwah et ha-shemayim ve-et ha-aretz uva v'yom ha-shevi'i shavat v'yinafash. It is a sign between I and the sons of Israel. Beini uvein bnei Yisrael, ot he, she is a sign. Ot he, he. Beini uvein bnei Yisrael, ot he, le'olam. For she, it is, she is a sign between I and the children of Yisrael, le'olam. For I have an olam, ki yashasheta yamim asah Yahuwah. For in 6 days, ki yashasheta yamim, he who be, who he be made asah Yahuwah, Jehovah made et ha-shamayim, the heavens, ve'et ha'aretz, and the earth and the earthly plain, uvayom ha-shevi'i, and on the seventh day, uvayom ha-shevi'i, shavata v'yayinafash. He ceased from work. Shavat v'yayinafash. And he rested and was refreshed. Shavat v'yayinafash.
Most High, Jarastafari. On the psaltery, playing on the dead string, showing love and kindness, until in I. The brutish man would never know, neither does the fool overstand his law. Cause Jah has made us triumph by the work in sovereign. Work as he thought, he's a servant and a friend. Hey, enemies buried the jazz and I forevermore. But my heart shall lift up like the horn of Africa. The eye will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days are ready inside your home. Design and still it's all the same. Better relax and recline. His majesty said unity and only Jano. See no for them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. And if you switch get them all, we call we high and I go sure. You find your personal life. You feel so different this time. You find position and prayer. Balance with spiritual life. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like. Trying to cut the branch. Please let it grow. The root of David, he could only be slow. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. That's why I say, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home.
Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful.
Ever living,
ever sure.
Ever sure. Ever sure.
Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future.
Whatever you do, you worry of people's politics. Don't you worry of the preacher man's lies. For you and me, we are imperfect. Jah alone is the one I salute. Him alone is the one you should serve. Him alone is the one you should praise. Him alone, defender of the faith. Him alone stands for the truth. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father. For the Father is the provider. I know sometimes you feel hopeless. I know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father. For the Father is the provider. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day. Whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away.
The Lion of Judah shall break every chain. The Lion of Judah shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
Behold, the King is alive. but I don't have any food. I deserve food. Karen says, we all deserve food, Bob, with our full plate, and continues to eat. Do they all deserve food? Of course. But saying it doesn't change the fact that Bob still doesn't have any. Do all lives matter? Yes. But saying it doesn't change the fact that black lives haven't mattered for years. Don't be mad because you don't have a movement. Be happy you don't need one. Black Lives Matter.
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're going to react. You're scared of wrongdoers. People that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth.
Y'all really can't stand it whenever I make a post defending black men. There's always a barrage of comments like, we gotta hold them accountable. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for accountability, but when do we not hold black men accountable? It's like every day, every time I get on the internet, someone is always talking about what black men not doing right. As a matter of fact, the only time we do bring up black men is to hold them accountable for the stuff that they not doing. I mean, it's almost like we're letting our personal experiences and the media, first and foremost, dictate how we feel about our own men. Never mind the several instances of black men who were protecting black women. Never mind the black man who pulled a black woman out of a burning building. Never mind the black man who jumped in front of a group of girls and lost his life defending them. Never mind the black men who were taking 12-hour shifts to defend a black woman in their neighborhood. Never mind that the majority, the vast majority, over 80% of black men are married to black women. We gotta stop letting the media tell us that our men don't love us and protect us. That's a lie. This country is hell-bent on destroying our men. Let's not help them.
Comment section saying they're unsubscribing. And I always think to myself, like, you don't even tell me you're unsubscribing. Just do it. And I would say the same thing to black men. You don't need to talk about unsubscribing from black women. Just do it. Because honestly, black women don't care. To trick daddy to dehumanize a gender to just their ability to fight chicken is ridiculous. On top of that, he's calling black, white, and Spanish women hoes. In general, black men as a group are on a losing team. Now need to focus on your team before you start giving advice to other teams. Focus on your burning house before you try to build someone else's house. This is a simple concept black men don't seem to understand. We have black men with weaves, we have black men with perms, we have black men that are effeminate, and black men on social media don't address this. What they do is leapfrog from their decaying rotten garden and try to plant seeds in another garden. No one is taking y'all seriously. Black men will go to school and solve math problems, science problems, calculus problems, but they can't seem to solve the problem in their community. They can't seem to solve the problem they have with black women. Black men like Trick Daddy want to jump the fence and reap the benefits of another man's patriarchy and code of conduct that he established for centuries. White and Asian women didn't mold themselves into the feminine finished product that you see today. It was the men that did it. It's the men that lead and the women that follow, not the other way around. It's really sad to say, but most black men have no integrity or discipline. Because they will talk about black women's weave, attitude, and them being overweight, but they will still sleep with these women. They will allow themselves to be seduced by what they idealistically oppose, and the excuse will be, well, I'm a man. And I want to make this very clear. I'm not speaking about all black men, but unfortunately, most black men are like this. Where are the Asian men at that should be talking about their women being involved in the number one most common interracial marriage, Asian females and white males? Why is it I can't find Asian men on social media crying about their women dating outside the race? Why is it that I can't find white men crying about their women on social media? Other races of men don't cry, they just do. They ostracize, they marginalize females that break the code of conduct. Not black men, though. They go around doing lectures, creating documentaries, writing 100 books, and crying on social media. Some black men have convinced themselves that jumping the fence and marrying outside their race is a better option. But the truth is, all women have their own pet peeves and issues. Hypergamy is not colorblind. Default's law is not colorblind. Don't believe me? Ask Scottie Pippen, whose wife left him after 4 kids for Future. It's not always brighter on the other side. You may not have the same issues, but you will have issues. Female nature exists in every ethnicity. As the natural leader of the black race, it's essential that black men tighten up and fix black men first. Leave a comment below and let me know your thoughts about Trick Daddy.
I said to my wife, I said, you know, I feel something. But black folks, when they make money, they owe themselves $1 million worth of treats just to store it on messing up their mind. That's what I did. That song, not for mama, not for daddy, but for me, oh Lord. Huh? I was trying to get that stuff out of my head. Give me some booty. You must all do the research. Booty is a pirate word for the loot. Michelle, you loot. I'm going to get me some booty. The black woman in America ain't never been freed. So it's booty. Nobody told us that. We don't know why we even say it. Hey, man. It's a game. Sometimes you fall into something. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you get there and you get caught doing things that you're not supposed to do. You got people that get fired from their job because they hit on the master's son. Okay.
And somebody's keeping track of everything you have to do?
They don't have to.
No.
No, they didn't have the stuff they got now. They don't have to. That's why you know if you believe ISIS ain't us, you're a fool. You're crazy. If you believe them black pirates 3 years ago, Somali, they don't have 5 yachts in the whole country, but they're taking on the greatest navies in the history of the planet, and we go for that. Why not? Why not? That's a game.
Mind control. Made to think that you are less than who and what you are. No human being made in the image and likeness of God is ordinary. Because God is not ordinary. God is extraordinary, and so are you who are made in his image and in his likeness. Than who and what you are.
I just listen to the fans. Most I am a damn Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, Come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. The tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites, of Moab and the Hagarines, Gebal and Ammon and Amalek, the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre, Hasser also has joined with them. They've holpen the children of Lot, Selah. Do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Sisera, as to Jabin at the brook of Kishon, which perished at Endor. They became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeb, yea, all their princes as Zeba and as Zalmunna, who said, Let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. O my God, make them like a wheel, as the stubble before the wind. As the fire burneth the wood and as the flame setteth the mountains on fire, so persecute them with thy tempest and make them afraid with thy storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and troubled forever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, 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 art the most high over all the earth, 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 the earth.
Come any second, hey, there's no weapon We can't stop at the Dharma Gideon. So we all in Jamaica with strong. To bless up today, to see another one. Hey. When you don't know the repercussions, and you just keep on doing wrong, every day we're just in come. You're not aware of the reciprocal. Who's gonna save you from crushing on a Babylon once when it falls? The better you give is the best you receive. Don't accept the fear. Give thanks and praise this. Now them finally see it. It's up, we shall be no weapon. Cause we no fear evil, nor wicked man. Lightning and thunder in a Babylon. Them don't know them judgment can come any second. No weapon, we can't stop at the Dharma Gideon. So we all in Jamaica with strong. Blessing up today, if you see another one, yeah. Them don't know the chosen. Ain't no world. Ooh, she's so down. Lightning and thunder in a Babylon. Them don't know them judgment can come any second. Hey, there's no weapon. We can't stop at the Dharma Gideon. I saw we all in Jamaica with strong. To bless another day, to see another one. Hey, be no weapon.
Yaga, 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 y
have today's daily song. We have
Shema Yisrael, hear today's daily song, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Malachias, Edek, and Melchizedek, the righteous king, king of kings. Kadamawi, Haile Selassie, Hakados, Baruchu, please not behold, a lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and hear, loose the seven seals thereof. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Fe Gimel, Psalm 83, Psalm LXXXIII, a psalm of Asaph. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. Hear, Hebraically, Psalm 83, the Aleph and the Beit verses, the first to the second verses, the first and the second verses of today's daily psalm. Shir Mizmor Le'asaf, Elohim Allah Domi Lak, Ala Techerash V'Ala Tishkot El. Hear today's daily psalm, and hear a midrash, a study from the Midrash Tehillim, study of the Psalms. Hear. Opening verse, a psalm of Asaph. Mizmor le'asaf, a chant, an intonation. Mizmor le'asaf. Keep not thou the eye silent, O God. Elohim, Allah domi lak. Keep not thou silent, O Elohim. Allah te cherash. Hold not thy peace. Al-Techerash, hold not thy peace, Al-Techerash, with Al-Tishkot El, and be not still, with Al-Tishkot El, true good, true God, O El. These words, hear, the opening words of Mizmor Fe Gimel, of Psalm 83, Shir Mizmor Le'asaf, Elohim Ala Domi Lak, Ala Techerasha, Ala Tishkot El. These words are to be considered in the light, in the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Kohelet, even in the preacher called Ecclesiastes 8 and 4. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say to him, what doest thou? Ba'asher davar meleka shilton u'mi yomar lo ma ta'iseh. For as much as the king's word hath power, ba'asher davar meleka shilton, and who may say to him, u'mi yomar lo, what doest thou? What doest I? Ma ta'iseh? For as much as the king's word hath power, ba'asher davar meleka shilton, and who may say to him, u'mi yomar lo, what doest thou, ma ta'iseh? Nevertheless, righteous men, Tzadikim, Tzadikan, say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, to the Sanctified One, to the Set Apart One, to the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. What doest thou? What doest the I? They say to him, rise up, and he rises up. They say to him, return, and he returns. As is said, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers, Numbers chapter 10, verses 35 and 36, where it reads, rise up, O Lord, return, O Lord. Uma Yahuwah, Shuvah Yahuwah, Uma, rise up Yahuwah, Jehovah, Shuvah Yahuwah, return, O Jehovah, Uma Yahuwah, Shuvah Yahuwah, they say to him, do not sleep, as is said even in Mizmor, Mizmor Mim Dalet in Psalm 44, Hebraically verse 23. Awake, why sleepest thou, O Lord? Awake, why sleepest thou, the eye, O Lord? Ura, lama tishan Adonai? Awake, ura, ura, awake, ura. Why sleepest thou? Why sleepest the eye? Lama tishan, lama tishan Adonai, Adonai, ura. Lama tishan Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. And Adonai, Adonai, and the Lord awakes. For it is said, even in Psalm 78, verse 65a, then the Lord awakes as one out of sleep. Then the Lord awakes as one out of sleep. Hear, hear, Mizmor Ayin Chet. Vayikat k'yashin Adonai, then Adonai Adonai awaked as one asleep. Vayikat k'yashin Adonai, 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 Adonai. They say to him, keep not thou silence, O God. Even here, 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 today's daily psalm, Psalm 83, Mizmor Fe Gimel, here, Hebraically, the second verse, the A part of the verse, where it reads, keep not thou silent, O God, Elohim al domi lak, Elohim al domi lak. Keep not thou silence, O Elohim. And he obeys, as is said, even in Yeshayahu, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, in Isaiah 44, verse 26, where it reads, the Lord confirmeth the word of his servant, and performeth the counsel of his messengers. The Lord confirmeth the word of his servant and performeth the counsel of his messengers. Mekim devar avdo va'itzata malachayo yashlim, that confirmeth the word of his servant. Mekim devar avdo, and performeth the counsel of his messengers. Why it's ata malakayo yashlin, and performeth the counsel of his angels, his messengers. Why it's ata malakayo yashlin. Oh, and again, Yeshayahu, Isaiah said, even in Isaiah 62, verses 6 to 7. I have set watchmen up on upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, that shall never hold their peace, day nor night. Ye, y'all, that are the Lord's remembrances, keep not silence, and give him no silence till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Allah promotayich Yerushalayim, hifa kadetia shomri, kol hayom, kol halayla, tamid lo yehesu, hamazakirim adiyoa, Allah domia lachem, Allah titanu adomia lawu. Ada yekonena ve ada yashima eta Yerushalayim tefilah ba'aretz. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem. Allah homotayich Yerushalayim hifakad tia shomri. They shall never hold their Kol hayoma v'kol halayla tamid lo yecheshu, day nor night. Ye all that are the Lord's remembrances, hamazakirim adiyoa, ye all that are Jehovah's remembrances, Hamas the Kirim Adio, take your no rest. Allah Domia Lachem, and give him no rest. With Allah Titanu Domia Lau, till he establish Adda Yikonein, until he make Yerushalayim, until he make Jerusalem, with Ada Yasim et Yerushalayim, with Ada Yasim et Yerushalayim, a praise and Isaac Tehillah in the earth, Ba'aretz. Allah Homotayich Yerushalayim, Hifak Adetiya Shomrim, Kol Hayoma Wekol Halayla, Tamid Lo Yecheshua, Hamaz Kerim Adiyo, Ala Domiya Lachem, We Ala Titanua Domiya Lawu, Ada Yekonena, We Ada Yasim Eta Yerushalayim, Tehila Ba'aretz. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Yerushalayim. They shall never hold their peace, day nor night. Ye, y'all that are Jehovah's remembrances, take y'all no rest, and give him no rest, till he establish, and until he make Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, Arasalam, a praise and Isis in the earth, in the earthly plane. Hence, here it is said, even today's daily song, keep not thou silent, O Elohim, Elohim, Allah Domiya Lach. Keep not thou silent, O Elohim, keep not the eye silent, Elohim, Allah Domi Elak. But thou, the eye, art silent now, and we too are silent, as is said even in Lamentation 2, verse 10. The elders of the daughter of Zion sit upon the ground and keep silent. Yeshua la'aretz yidmua ziknei avata ziona he'elu afar. They sit upon the ground and keep silent. Yeshu la'aretz yidmu. The elders of the daughter of Zion, ziknei bata Zion, he'elu afar, ala rosham, they have cast us upon their heads. They sit upon the ground and keep silence. The elders of the daughter of Zion, Yeshu la'aretz yidmu ziknei avata Zion. Having bidden us, having bidden I and I hold our peace, hold I and I peace by saying, even in the words of Shemot, the words of Exodus, Exodus 14, 14, the Lord will fight for you, and ye and y'all shall hold your peace. The Lord, Jehovah, will fight for you, and ye and y'all shall hold your peace. Yehovah yilachem lachem, v'atem tachrishun. Jehovah will fight for you, will fight for y'all. Yehovah yilachem lachem, and ye and y'all shall hold your peace. With atem tachrishun. And here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Fe Gimel, in Psalm 83, here in the second verse it reads, hold not thy peace and be not still, O El, true good, true God. Alatech Rasha V'alatishkot El. Hold not thy peace, Alatech Rash, and be not still, V'alatishkot El, true good, true God, El, until thou the eye has taken heed of the humiliation of thy children. For lo, look, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. Ki ne oiveka yehemayun uame espaneka nasu rosh. For look, thine enemies, thine enemies are in an uproar. Ki ne oibeka yehemayun, and they that hate thee, I have lifted up the head. Ua mi'saneka nasu rosh, have lifted up the rosh, have lifted up the rash. As scripture says, according to Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 17 and 12, where it reads, woe yo, woe to the uproar of many peoples that make a noise like the noise of the seas, and to the rushing of the goyim, the nations, that make a rushing like the rushing of mighty waters. Hoi! Himon amim rabim, ka himota yamim yehemayun, uashona leumim, kishon mayim kabrim ishayun. Ah! Hoi! Ah! The uproar of many peoples. Hoi! Himon amim rabim, that roar like the roaring of the sea. Kahimota yamim yehemayun, and the rushing of nations
that rush. Uashona li'umi makishon, like the rushing of mighty waters. Mayima kabrim yishayu. They have taken crafty counsel together. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people. They hold crafty converse against thy people. Allah amika ya erimu asod. They hold crafty converse against thy people. Allah amika ya erimu sod. Them take crafty counsel against thy people, Amika, because Israel, having ceased to observe HaTorah, to observe the Torah, them take crafty counsel against thy people, because Israel, having ceased to observe the Torah, lost the counsel of Jehovah. For it is said, even in Psalm 25, verse 14, Hebraically, the counsel of the Lord is with them that fear, that reverence, that respect Him. The counsel of the Lord is with them that reverence, that respect Him. Sodioa liereayo, the counsel of Jehovah, Sodioa, is with them that reverence, that respect Him. Liereayo, Sodioa liereayo, Sodioa liereayo, the counsel of Jehovah is with them that reverence, that respect Him. And consult it against that of thine which is on the north. Hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor Fe Gimel. Hear Hebraically the fourth verse, the Dalet verse. And consult it against that of thine that is on the north. And take counsel against thy treasured ones. And consult it against that of thine that is on the north. Yitaya itsu al tifuneka. Now here, Midrash note here for today's daily psalm, Mizmor Pegimel, Psalm 83. The Midrash note is, usually this verse here is rendered against thy treasured ones, but here afun, hidden, which means hidden, is interpreted as equal to safon. So we have safun hidden in the Hebraic word sifuneka, all sifuneka, the eye treasured ones. But here, the safun is interpreted as equal to safon. Safon being the north. That is, they have consulted against that of thine that is on the north. That is to keep us, to keep I and I from bringing the I offering. Of that it is written that they are to be made according to Vayikra, Leviticus 1:11, quote, on the side of the altar northward before the Lord, before Jehovah, on the side of the altar, northward before the Lord, before Jehovah. V'shachata oto ala yerek ha mizbeyacha afona lifnei Yehovah, and he shall kill it on the side of the altar northward before Jehovah. Al yerek ha mizbeyach afona lifnei Yehovah, on the side of the altar. Al yereka ha mizbeyach northward afona before Jehovah, lifnei Yehovah, lifnei Yehovah, lifnei Yehovah. Therefore, thine enemies consulted against HaMizbeach, against the altar, to uproot it. They have said, hear, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Fei Gimel Fei Gamel, Psalm 83, Hebraically the 5th verse. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. Them have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. Amru leko ve anakachidem amigoy ve lo yezakir shema Yisrael od. They have said, Amru, come leko, and let us cut them off from being a nation. That the name of Israel, of Israel, may be no more in remembrance. With lo yizakir shem Israel od. Thine enemies, thy haters, thine enemies said, as long as the nation of Israel, of Israel, abides, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, will be the El, the Elohim of Israel, will be El Elohe Israel. But if Israel is uprooted, whose El, whose Elohim will he be named? Ani lechozer, again. Thine enemies, thy enemies, thy haters said, as long as the nation of Israel abides, Elohim will be named the Elohim of Israel, even El Elohe Israel. But if Israel is uprooted, whose El, whose Elohim will he be named? For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee, against the eye. Hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor Fei Gimel, Pe Gamel. Hear Psalm 83, Hebraically the 6th verse, the Vav, the Wow verse. Ki no etzu lev yachdav alecha brita yikarotu. They have consulted together with one consent. Ki no etzu lev yachdav, against thee, against the eye, alecha, do they make a covenant? Berit yikrotu, do they cut a berita yikrotu? All their consulting and the tumult they raise against us, all their consulting, all them consulting, and all them tumult that them raise against I and I is because of thee, I, male and none other. As it is said, even in Psalm 2, in the Beit Mizmor, in Psalm 2, Hebraically verse 2, that says, why do the nations tumultuously assemble against the Lord and against his anointed? Why do the nations tumultuously assemble against the Lord and against his anointed, against his Messiah, Mashiacho, against his Christ? Lama Rakshu Goyim Aliyoa Allah Mishiho. Why are the nations? Why are the nationalities? Why are the nations in an uproar? Why do the nations tumultuously assemble? Lama Rakshu Goyim against Jehovah and against Mashiacho, Aliyo, with Allah Mashiacho.
Psalm 83. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. Tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites, of Moab and the Hagarines, Gebal and Ammon and Amalek, the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre, Hasser also has joined with them. They've holpen the children of Lot, Selah. Do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Sisera, as to Jabin at the brook of Kishon, which perished at Endor. they became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeb, yea, all their princes as Zeba and as Zalmunna, who said, Let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. O my God, make them like a wheel, as the stubble before the wind. As the fire burneth the wood and as the flame setteth the mountains on fire, so persecute them with thy tempest and make them afraid with thy storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and troubled forever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, 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 art the most high over all the earth, the earth, the earth, the earth, the earth.
מזמור פגימל, שיר מזמור לאסף. אלוהים, אל דומי לך, אל תחרש ואל תשקוט אל. כי הנה אויביך יהמיון, ומשנאיך נשאו ראש. על עמך יערימו סוד, ויתייעצו על צפוניך. אמרו, לכו ונכחידם מגוי, ולא ייזכר שם ישראל עוד. כי נועצו לב יחדיו, עליך ברית יכרותו. אהולי אדום וישמעלים, מואב והגרים, גבל ועמון ועמלק, פלשת עם יוש וצור. גם אשור נלווה עמם, היו זרוע לבני לוט סלע. עשה להם כמדיין, כסיסרה חייבין בנחל קישון. נשמדו ואין דור, היו דומן לאדמה. שיתמו נדיבמו כעורב וכזאב, וכזבח וכצלמונע כל נסיכמו. אשר אמרו, נרשע לנו את נאות אלוהים. אלוהי, שיתמו חגלגל, כקש לפני רוח, כאש תבער יער, וכלהבה תלהט הרים. כן תרדפם בסעריך, ובסופתך תבהלם. מלא פניהם קלון, ויבקשו שמך אדוני, 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 שמך אדוני. יבושו ויד...
Psalm 83. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, Come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. The tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites, of Moab and the Hagarines, Gebal and Ammon and Amalek, the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre, Hasser also is joined with them. They've holpen the children of Lot, Selah. Do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Sisera, as to Jabin at the brook of Kishon, which perished at Endor. They became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeb, yea, all their princes, as Ziba and as Zalmunna, who said, Let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. O my God, make them like a wheel, as the stubble before the wind. As the fire burneth the wood, and as the flame setteth the mountains on fire, so persecute them with thy tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and troubled forever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, 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 art the most high over all the earth, the earth, the earth, the earth, the earth.
מזמור פגימל, שיר מזמור לאסף. אלוהים, אל דומי לך, אל תחרש ואל תשקוט אל. כי הנה אויביך יהמיון, ומשנאיך נשאו ראש. על עמך יערימו סוד, ויתייעצו על צפוניך. אמרו, לכו ונכחידם מגוי, ולא ייזכר שם ישראל עוד. כי נועצו לב יחדיו, עליך ברית יכרותו. אהולי אדום וישמעלים, מואב והגרים, גבל ועמון ועמלק, פלשת עם יוש וצור. גם אשור נלווה עמם, היו זרוע לבני לוד סלע. עשה להם כמדיין, כסיסרה חייבין בנחל קישון. נשמדו ואין דור, היו דומן לאדמה. שיתמו נדיבמו כעורב וכזאב, וכזבח וכצלמונע כל נסיכמו. אשר אמרו, נרשע לנו את נאות אלוהים. אלוהי, שיתמו חגלגל, כקש לפני רוח, כאש תבער יער, וכלהבה תלהט הרים. כן תרדפם בסעריך, ובסופתך תבהלם. מלא פניהם קלון, ויבקשו שמך אדוני. יבושו ויבהלו עד עד, ויחפרו ויובדו, וידעו כי אתה שמך אדוני לבדיך, עליון על כל הארץ.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
atah Adonai. Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Sabbatical study. This Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
The reader takes the scroll of HaTorah of the law. And the following is said, Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad, Echad. Reader in the congregation, hear, O Israel, He who be, who be, our Elohim, He who be, who be, Yahweh, is one. The reader in the congregation, then say, Echad hu Eloheinu Gadol, Adoneinu Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. One is our Elohim, I and I Elohim. Great is I and I, Adonai, Doni I, holy, Kadosh, Kadosh is his name, Kadosh, holy, and dreadful is his name, Kadosh, with Nora, Shemo. The reader then says, Gadlu layawa iti ua ne romema Shemo, Yachdau, magnify he who be, we be, with me. Adlu la Yahuwah iti, and let us make I and I exalt his name together, together. Ua ne romema shemo, yachadau, yachadau, yachadau. The reader in the congregation then says, Thine, thine, leka Yahuwah, thine is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine, Yahuwah, is the kingdom and the supremacy as head, as Arosh, as Aras, over all. Exalt ye, Yah, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his footstool. Kadosh, who holy is he? Exalt ye, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his holy mount. For Yahuwah Eloheinu is holy, ki kadosh, Yahuwah Eloheinu. Magnified and hallowed and holy, and Isla, praise Isis and glorified, exalted and extolled above all, be the name of the Supreme King of Kings, Negus Neges, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. In the worlds which He hath created, this world and the world to come, in accordance with his desire and with the desire of them that fear, that reverence, that respect him, and of all the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, the rock, everlasting, eternal, and the Adonai, the Lord, Adonai of all creatures, the Elohim of all souls, who dwelleth in the wide extended heights, who inhabiteth the heaven of heavens of old, whose holiness, islandness, is above the Chayot and above the throne of glory. Now, therefore, thy name, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, shall be hallowed, shall be Isla amongst us, I and I, in the sight of all living. Let us make I and I sing a new song before him, as it is written, sing to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Sing praises, sing Isis to Shemo, his name. Extol ye, extol y'all him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Jah, Rastafari, and exalt before him. And may we, I and I, see him eye to eye when he returneth to his habitation, as it is written, for they shall see eye to eye when the Yahweh Yahuwah returneth to Zion, to Zion. And it is said, and the glory of Adonai Adonai shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of Yahuwah, he who be, hath spoken it. May the Father of mercy have mercy upon a people that have been born by him. May he remember the covenant with the patriarchs. Deliver I, souls from evil hours. Check the evil inclination in them that have been carried by him. Grant I and I of his grace and everlasting eternal deliverance, and in the attribute of his goodness, fulfill our I and I desires by salvation and mercy. The scroll of the law of HaTorah is placed upon the desk, and the reader says the following, and may he help, shield, and save all who trust in him. And let us make I and I say, Amen. Ascribe, all of you, greatness to Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, and render honor to HaTorah, to the law. Here, the reader names the person who is called to the reading of HaTorah, of the law. Blessed be he who in his holiness, in his idleness, gave the law, HaTorah, to his people, Amo Yisrael. The law of Yahuwah, he who be, is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is faithful, making wise the simple. The precepts of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes. Yahuwah will give strength to Amo, to his people. Yahuwah will bless Amo, his people, with shalom, peace. As for Elohim, Ha Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahuwah, of he who be, is tried. He is a shield to all them that trust in him. The congregation and the reader says, and ye and y'all that cleave to Adonai, Adonai, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. Those who are called to the reading of HaTorah, the law, say the following baraka, blessing. Bless y'all, Yahuwah, he who be, who is to be blessed. The congregation response is, blessed be Adonai, Adonai, who is to be blessed forever and ever. The response of the congregation is repeated, and the baraka, the blessing, continued. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech haolam, who has chosen us from all peoples and has given us thy law, thy Torah. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah. Blessed art thou, O he who be who he be, Notein HaTorah, who givest the Torah, who givest the Torah, law, 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 givest the Torah, law. Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Yes! Rastafari.
Ravita la Shavata ve Yom Tov. Yom Tov. Barku et Yahuwah Hamvarak. Reader, bless your...
Baruch atah Adonai.
Yes! Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvarak. Baruch Yahweh HaMarach Le'olam Vayeh. Baruch Atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bekarbenu Mebo HaMayim Benutan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Atah Yahweh Notein Ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy by thy light, and I thy dear testament of the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I now to forward and reach a Mount Zion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. May I tell you, read up your Bible.
As children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Ua miya moladiteka. Ua miya, ua miya, ua. Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Give ear, O Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. For the Rishon Aliyah, the first reading, first up offering here for this Shabbat, Lek Lika. For this Sabbath, get thee out, Lek Lika. Here, here, here. Picking up with the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis. Genesis chapter 12 for the first Aliyah, the first reading, the Rishon Aliyah. Here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Lek Lika, Lika, Lika. Genesis chapter 12, the fourth dispensation, the promise from the call of Abraham to the giving of the law, the giving of HaTorah, the fourth or the Abrahamic covenant. B'shem Ha'av V'Habein V'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad, Echad. Vayomer Yahuwah El Avram Lek Lika Mei Arzika Ua Mia Moladiteka Ua Mia Beita Vika El Ha Areta Asher Areka. Now Yahuwah Jehovah had said to Abram, Vayomeri Yehovah el Abram, get thee out, Lech Lecha. Get thee out of thy country, Lech Lecha, Me'aretz Lecha, and from thy kindred, Uamia Moladiteka, and from thy father's house, Umi Beit Avika, to a land that I will shew thee, I. El Ha'aretz Asher Areka. And I will make of thee, I, a great nation, and I will bless thee, I, and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a bracha, a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, I, and curse him that curseth thee, I. And in thee, I, shall all families of the earth be blessed. Abram, in the land, worship, communion, and promise, hope, expectation. Verse 4. So Abram departed as Jehovah had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai, Ishto, Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land to the place of Sichem, to the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanite was then in the land. And Jehovah appeared to Abram and said, to thy seed, to thy race, to thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar to Jehovah, who appeared to him. And he removed from thence, from there, to a mountain on the east of Beit El, Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Beit El, Beth El on the west, and Hai on the east. And there he builded an altar like Yahuwah to Jehovah, and called upon the name, upon the Shem, the Hashem, the name of Yahuwah, Jehovah. And Abram journeyed, going on still toward the Negev, the south. Under trial, Abram forsakes the place of bracha, the place of blessing. Verse 10. And there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down into Egypt, Mitzrayim, and to Kemet, to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. And it came to pass, when he was come near to enter into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, into Kemet, that he said to Sarai, Ishto, he said to Sarai, his wife, behold now, I know that thou art a fair woman, a beautiful, a beautiful woman to look upon. Therefore it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see thee, I, that they shall say, this is his wife, Ishto, and they will kill me, they will kill I, but they will save thee, I, alive. Say, I pray thee, thou art my sister, Achoti, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee I. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Sheni, Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Lech Lecha, for this Sabbath, get thee out. The Sheni, Aliyah, hear. First book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 12, here at verse 14. Verse 14, for the Sheni, the second reading, the second up offering for this Shabbat Lech Lecha. Why Yehi kbo Avram mitza raima 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 wa yeru ha mitza rima eta ha isha ki yafa hi and it came to pass. And it came to pass, why he, and it came to pass, why he could bow, Avraham meets Araima. And it came to pass that when Avraham was come into Mitzraima, into Egypt, into Kemet, the Egyptians beheld the woman, that she was very fair, that she was very beautiful. Why yeru ha mitzrim eta ha isha kia yafa hi the princes also of Paro Pharaoh saw her and commended her before Paro Pharaoh, and the woman was taken into Paro's bait, into Pharaoh's house. And he entreated Avram well for her sake, and he had sheep and oxen and he asses and men servants and maid servants and she asses and camels. And Jehovah plagued Paro Pharaoh and Beito and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Avram's Isha, Avram's wife. And Paro Pharaoh called Avram and said, what is this that thou hast done to me, that thou hast done to I? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy wife? Why saidst thou, she is my sister, so I might have taken her to me to wife? Now, therefore, behold, Ishtaka, thy's wife, take her and go thy way. And Paro commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away. And Ishto, his wife, and all that he had. And hear, Shema Israel, hear, give ear. First book of Moshe, Hebrew book, Genesis chapter 13. Avram returns to the land, and HaMizbeach, and the altar. And Avram went up out of Egypt, Mitzrayim, out of Kemet, he and Ishto and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south, into the Negev. And Avram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the Negev, from the south, even to Beit El, to the place, Hamakom, the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Beit El, Bethel, and Hai, to the place, Hamakom, to the place of HaMizbeach, to the place of the altar, which he had made there at the first. And there Avram called on the name, the Shemi Yahuwah, on the Hashem of Yahuwah, on the name of
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land.
Shema Yisrael.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael.
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Shema Yisrael. Hear. Give ear, O Yisrael.
O Yisrael.
Hear for the Shalishi Aliyah, here for the third reading, here for the Shalishi Aliyah, the third
Aliyah.
Offering up of offering for this Shabbat Lech Lecha. Sabbath, get thee out, Sabbath, go for self, Senbet Taleta, Wutta, here. First book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 13, here at verse 5, for the Shalishi, Udam, Lotaha Holeka et Avram, Hayaz Ona Ua Bakara, Wi Ohalim, Avram's
Abram's separation from Lot, Abram's separation from Lot, Wigdam, Lilot, and Lot, and Lot, and Lot also, Wigdam, Lilot, Ahaholeka, Etta, Avram, and Lot also, which who went with Abram. Wigam lilot ahaholeka et Aram. Hayas on ubakar we ohalim. Had flocks. Hayas on ubakar uvakar and herds. We ohalim. And tents. Wigam lilot ahaholeka et Aram. Hayas on ubakar we ohalim. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled then in the land. And Abram said to Lot, may there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, between I and the I, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen. For we, I and I, be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee, I? Separate thyself, I pray thee, I, from me, from I. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. Lot's first step in backsliding. Verse 10. And Lot and Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Yarden, of Jordanos, of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere. Lifted Yahuwah before Jehovah destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah even, as the garden of Yahuwah, as the garden of Jehovah, like the land of Mitzrayim, the land of Egypt, the land of Kemet, as thou comest to Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Yarden, of Jordanos, of Jordan. And Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Lot's second step in backsliding, verse 12. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent towards Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked, ratchet, and sinners, and uckers, lifting Yahuwah before Jehovah exceedingly. The Abrahamic covenant, the land given, natural posterity promised. Verse 14. And Jehovah said to Abraham, After that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from Hamakom, from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, to thy seed and to thy race forever for ever. And I will make thy seed, thy race, as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of Haaretz, the earthly plain, then shall thy seed, thy race, also be numbered. Arise, walk, trod through the land, in the length of it and in the breadth of it, of her. For I will give her. To thee, I. Then Avram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar, Mizbeach, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear. Give ear, Yisrael, hear, for the Rabbi'i, here for the fourth
Aliyah, Ravi, for the fourth reading, fourth up offering here for this Shabbat Lech Lika, Sabbath, get thee out, send that to later, Wutta. Here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, called Genesis chapter 14. Avram delivers Lot. Avram delivers Lot.
Delivers Lot.
Delivers
Lot.
Delivers Lot. Why he be mea amrafel meleka shin ara ara yok meleka elasar kedara la omera meleka elam we tid ala meleka goyim. And it came to pass in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, why he be may Amraphel Meleka Shinar
Shinar
Shinar Ariok, king of Elasar, Ariok Meleka Elasar, Kedolomer, king of Elam, Kidara La Omera Meleka Elam. And Tidal, Tidal, king of nations, king of Gentiles. With Tidala Meleka Goyim, that these made war with Bera, king of Sodom, king of Sodom, and Bersha, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Admah, Shemeber, king of Zoboim, and the king of Bela, which, who is Zoar. All these were joined together to gather in the vale of Siddim, in the valley of Siddim, which is the Salt Sea. 12 years they served Kedalor Amar, and in the 13th year they rebelled. And in the 14th year came Kidar La Omer and the kings that were with him, and smote the Rephaim in Ashtarota Karnaim, and the Zuzim in Ham, and the Emims in Shaveh Kiryataim, and the Horites in the Mount Sair to El Paran, which is by the wilderness of Midbar. And they returned and came to Ein Mishpat, which is Kadesh, and smote all the country of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites that dwelt in Hazazon Tamar. And there went out the king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, the same is Zoar. And they joined battle with them in the vale, the valley of Siddim, with Kedor Loamer, the king of Elam, and Tidala Meleka Goyim, king of Gentiles, king of nations, and Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Ariok, king of Elasar, four kings with five. And the vale, the valley of Siddim, was full of slime pits. And the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled and fell there. And they that remained fled to the mountain. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their victuals and went their way. And they took Lot and they took Lot, Avram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that had escaped and told Abram Ha'ibri, Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, Ha'emori, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol, and brother of Anir. And these were confederate with Abram. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, born in his own bait, 318, and pursued them to Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them, and pursued them to Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot, and his goods, and the woman also, and the people. The revelation of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, as El Elyon, the Most High El, possessor of heaven and earth, verse 17. And the king, the Melech Sodom, the king of Sodom, went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Kedor Lo-Amer and the kings that were with him at the valley of Shaveh, which is the king's dale, at the valley of Shoah, which is the king's valley. And Malkias Erech, Melech Salem, the king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was HaKohen, the priest of El Elyon, the Most High El, the Most High Power. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Avram of El Elyon, possessor of Shemayim and Haaretz, possessor of heaven and earth." And he, and blessed be, and blessed be El Elyon, who hath delivered thine enemies into thy yard, thy hand. And he gave him tithes of oil,
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 tithes of
oil, tithes of oil, tithes of oil, tithes of oil, tithes of oil,
tithes of oil. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad.
Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 O Yisrael, give ear, right here, O Yisrael. Hear for the Hamishi, hear for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Lek Lika, here for this Sabbath, get thee out, here for this Torah portion reading and feeding here at the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth offering here for this Shabbat Lek Lika, Senbet Leite Wuta, here picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, Genesis chapter 14, here at verse 21, for the Hamishi Aliyah. Vayomer Melech Sodom il Avram, ten li ha-nefesh, wi harkush kach lak, lak. And the king of Sodom said to Avram, Vayomer Melech Sodom il Avram, give me the persons, ten li ha-nefesh, give me the souls, ten li ha-nefesh, and take the goods to thyself, wi harkush kach lak. And Abraham said to the Melech Sodom, the king of Sodom, Herimoti yadi elihoa el elyon one shamayim wa'aret, I have lift up mine hand to he who be, who he be, Harimoti yadi elihoa El Elyon, the Most High El, Kone Shamayim Wa'aret, possessor, maker, possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything, anything, anything that is thine, lest thou shouldst say, I have made Avram rich, save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, with I, Anir, Eshkol, and Mamre. Let them, make them, take their portion. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 15. The Abrahamic covenant confirmed, a spiritual seed promised. After these things, the word of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." And Abram